The year's first snowfall and crisp nights bring coziness to mind for many people, but for about 1 million Canadians, it foretells significant changes in mood, emotions, and physical health that are part of seasonal affective disorder. SAD. It is not uncommon to feel some changes in the fall and winter, like decreased energy and lower mood. These are often called the winter blues and tend to be relatively manageable. We may describe these feelings as blah or meh. SAD, however, involves more severe symptoms that usually last from the late fall to early spring and interfere with day-to-day functioning, including sadness, irritability, significant fatigue, loss of interest, pleasure in normally enjoyed activities, difficulty concentrating, and social withdrawal. The seasonal part of SAD means that these symptoms are experienced only during a particular season, usually winter, and while the exact causes of SAD are unknown, they are likely a combination of chemical, hormonal, and vitamin-related factors. If you're prone to these kinds of changes, preparation and planning can help keep things manageable. Start paying attention to how you're feeling both mentally and physically to recognize concerns early, and focus on building healthy coping strategies and habits so they will be in place if symptoms ramp up. Anything that would be helpful for SAD would be helpful anytime, so making it part of your regular self-care routine is ideal. The following are some suggestions. Make sure you get enough sleep, have a regular sleep routine, and eat healthy. It is common to feel fatigued and crave sweets with SAD, so build downtime into your days and focus on moderation. Eating brightly colored foods full of nutrients, like a rainbow of fruits and vegetables, can boost your mood. Be physically active, especially outdoors. Find something that you enjoy and fits your abilities. More light exposure can help with SAD, so bundle up to go outside or at least sit near windows and keep your curtains and blinds open. Even stepping outside for some light and fresh air a few times a day can make a difference. Find and keep up hobbies you enjoy. Cooking, drawing, crafting, whatever helps you relax and feel positive and that you can do throughout the year. Or, take this opportunity to try something new and to counter the feeling of being in a rut and give yourself something to look forward to. Connect with others. It can be tempting to isolate in the winter months, so make socializing a habit, even if it's phone calls or group chats. And think about your own personal supports, informal as well as professional, that you can reach out to when needed. Talk to your healthcare provider if you are struggling to cope and the changes you're experiencing are significantly interfering with your day-to-day life. There are options that can help you feel better, including medication, counseling, and light therapy. Keep the Canadian Mental Health Association's call-in counseling service in mind if you are looking for the support of a counselor with no cost, waitlist or referral. Call 289-291-5396 to make an appointment. Melanie McGregor is the manager of health promotion for the Halton chapter of the Canadian Mental Health Association.